We want to thank today's sponsor of our show, Byberg Small Business Insurance. Entrepreneurship is full of challenges and uncertainties. Your insurance policy doesn't need to be one of them. You can visit Byberg.com to get a quote in minutes, purchase your policy, and be covered the next day. Policies start as low as $35 a month.
You can also call 1-866-757-4487 to speak directly with a licensed agent who will gladly help you through the process and answer any questions you might have. Thank you to Byberg Business Insurance for being a sponsor of the Already Friends podcast. And as always, we'll link this in our show notes as well as on our website if you guys want to check it out.
Hello and welcome back to the Already Friends podcast. This is Allison.
And this is Kara.
Today, we're going to be talking about activities to do with your friends. This is a follow-up from last week where we talked about how to make and maintain friends. And a big part of maintaining friendships is how you spend time together. So we were like, you know what? This deserves a whole episode on its own because, like we said last week, as the Already Friends podcast, we need to bring you guys more friendship content. But first, we're going to catch up, share our peaks of the week, some announcements, and then we'll get into it.
Yay, amazing. Okay. So excited for this conversation. But first, Allison, what have you been up to?
I have been in deep cleaning, OCD, crazy mode the last week. When I switched my apartment into the Airbnb and then my apartment side over into the New Wave store side and the store down into 1404, it all like happened very fast. And I had to prioritize getting 1404 open in March. And then I had to get the Airbnb prioritized to open in early May. And so my apartment conversion side really took a backseat. Like I kind of set it up and it was functional, but it was not how I would have wanted it just because it all like haphazardly kind of got thrown together. So I spent the last week like setting it up in a way that now that I'm like, okay, I'm going to kind of be here for a while with Clay and I's like living situation, which I think Clay is going to come on for an episode next month. So we can get into that then. But now I feel so much better and more grounded because the things in the drawers were like tools or things that I had needed when it was New Wave in here or like paper bags or technology things instead of it being like, oh, this is my kitchen drawer or these are some towels. So it just needed like a deep purge clean. And I took like 4 bags and boxes of stuff to the thrift store and I feel so much better. The crazy thing, I think maybe everyone can relate to this. When you take stuff to the thrift store, it's like really hard in the moment to like take the stuff out and be like, okay, I'm just going to donate all this stuff. But after you drop it off, it feels so good. And then like 3 days later, you're like, I don't even know what I took there. Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel that way? Like you don't even miss it.
No, I've literally been meaning to ask you for advice on that topic because sometimes I'll take things to the thrift store and I agree. Like I literally forget what I take and it feels so good. But then sometimes I like get donation regret. I don't know if that happens to you, but I'm like, oh my gosh, why did I donate that? Like, and then I have to talk to Connor and he's like, that was $5. Like it's fine. You can just replace it. But I'm like, no, like, I don't know why. I'm like, why did I donate that? But like, it needs to happen. Like you can't just keep bringing stuff into your house and not get rid of stuff.
I know. Like when you think about it, like so many times you go out and you run errands in your day-to-day life. And like, I feel like we're always bringing stuff. You said in. And how often do we actually remove things out? So it's like no wonder that things pile up so easily and you get gifts and there's holidays and you go to the grocery store and then there's all this random stuff that's like, well, I could use this for this thing or what if I host like that dinner party or yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But I was really feeling claustrophobic from having so much stuff. And I would like go to the Airbnb side, which didn't have shit anywhere because I was like, oh, I want it to be really clean for the guests. I want there to be like 2 things in the cabinet, like just enough dishes for like 4 people to eat here, just enough towels. Like we're not going to have like all this random shit, like exactly the cleaning supplies that we need. And I would go over there and I'm like, this is so relaxing. This is how I feel when I travel. Mm-hmm. And it like made an aha moment for me that I'm like, okay, when I go and travel somewhere, the hotel or the hostel or the eco boutique hotel or whatever, they're always like very minimal. You know, there's not like just like a ton of crap in the hotel rooms. And so that feels really calming to me. And I was starting to get this like itch of like, okay, I just like, I need to get out of here. And I was like, why am I feeling that way? And I was like, I think it's because there's like so much stuff in here that I don't need. And it's like taking up mental weight in my brain of like, it's just bothering me. I don't really know how to explain it. So I got like a lot of glassware. Well, yes, I already had it, but I took a lot of my food out of the packaging, put it in the glass jars, slimmed down what decor items I had on the shelves did my method where rather than just trying to take items out of a drawer or out of a closet that you don't need, I take everything out of that one room and then only put back the stuff that I'm keeping. Mm-hmm. And then it leaves me with this massive pile outside the closet or drawer or room. And I'm like, God, there's all this stuff. And so then I just donate it. And if you really want more tips, the Minimalist podcast, and there's actually either a docuseries or a documentary on it on Netflix, I believe. I watch it. It's great. And they have some method where if you don't use something within 30 days or you, there's some like 3-30-30 rule that they have. I'll have to look it back up or I'll link an article or something in the show notes. But it was really helpful when I was first into my purging, maybe like a year or two ago. And they say like, if you can't get the item within 30 minutes, then maybe that's something to hold on to. But if it's just something, like you said, this $5 thing that you can just go to the store and get, go to a thrift store, borrow from a friend, then you don't need to hold on to it.
Yeah. Well, but that's good tips. Cause yeah, I just sometimes it's hard to get rid of stuff. I don't know why. Or like clothes. But I always think about, what would Allison do? She would donate it or sell it. So
what type of items do you feel like it's more sentimental items or furniture or like functional things that you have a harder time parting with?
I think it's clothes because just random times where I'm like, oh, I might need this pink dress or I might need this statement jacket. And it's like, yeah, I might need that at some point, but I don't know. There's only so much room in my closet for stuff.
I know. I definitely only kind of get seller's regret if I see a photo or something. Like, it's not like in my day-to-day life. I'm like, wow, I really miss that one Harley Davidson shirt that I sold 3 years ago. But then I'll like see an old photo and I'm like, damn, that was a sick shirt. Why did I ever sell that? But like, then it's so fleeting. And it's like, okay, you know what? That's fine. Now I have a different one.
Yeah. I think it's good to just get in the habit of keeping your closet rotating of, or just not holding on to things, I guess. Not always rotating your closet, but like being able to get rid of stuff when you buy new things. So I'll definitely check out that podcast. I know you've plugged that before and the documentary on Netflix. So I will definitely have to watch that.
Yeah, I like the way they go about it. They don't like shame people for having stuff. They're like, we were in the same boat and we realized that like stuff was taking over our lives. And it like stuff actually makes me feel like more overwhelmed and less productive because then I feel like I have to clean my apartment or organize this thing before I can like focus on a task or I can't relax when I get off work because there's like all this stuff that I have to tidy up. And now that I have like a really, I mean, even from a few years ago, like I've slimmed down what I have in my living space so much that maybe if someone's coming in here, it's like, how is it always so clean? And it's like, well, there's not really like that much to clean or put away because I just reduced the amount of stuff that I have. You guys, this is probably taking it too far, but since it's just me living over here at the apartment and then I left a lot of the stuff over at the Airbnb, I have one plate, four bowls, and like two spoons, two forks, two knives because I'm like, I don't really need more than this. Like, what would I need a whole cabinet full of like all of these dishes for?
No, that definitely feels claustrophobic having too many plates because I know at one point we had two sets of plates just because when we first moved into our house, people were giving us hand-me-downs and stuff. And I'm like, we need to donate some of these because like I feel overwhelmed. And you've said this before, but when you have eight plates, eight dishes or eight bowls, you will just use all eight and then you have eight things to clean instead of just cleaning one or two or however many you need and just consistently using those. But then the dishes pile up or you get a full dishwasher every night. I feel like you've totally said that before and I totally relate to that.
Absolutely. Because then you're going to wait until the whole sink is full to do the dishes where if you only have like one smoothie cup, a couple of coffee mugs or whatever, you're forced to wash them right there in that moment because you're going to need it for the next meal or before you eat your next meal, I guess.
And yeah, I definitely have memories going to a friend's house and they were like the one cup family where you got one cup the whole week or the whole day. And I vividly remember that. They're like, okay, Kara, this is your cup. Like you don't get another one. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. But I mean, now it makes so much sense because the amount of times like I come downstairs with my nightside table having eight cups on it, it's absurd.
Yeah. And it's because you can, because you have, you're like, oh, I have another one downstairs.
Yeah, so bad. So
taking the time to clean your space, I feel like in the moment, yeah, did I give up like my day off to deep clean for like 16 hours? Yes. But now I get the long-term gratification of it being set up how I want, which makes me want to spend more time in here. Like mm-hmm. all of that. So upfront, yeah, sure, it's a lot of work, but it's always worth it to me. So if anyone has been feeling the urge to purge, do it. It'll be worth it.
Yay. Okay, great.
And you're home this week.
Yes, I've been home this week. Updates here. I've been dog sitting my parents. Did I say that last week? Was I with them? Maybe I still wasn't watching them. Okay, yeah. So I have Dudley and Daphne, the two English cream golden retrievers. My parents went to go watch my brother play baseball out in Washington State in Walla Walla this week. So I'm watching their dogs, and it's Margo, my German Shepherd, and then these two golden retrievers. So it's a full house. It's chaotic. It's hairy. I've been vacuuming like every single day. But it's fun. They're my childhood dogs. I got Dudley when I was a senior in high school. And then Daphne, we got the end of my freshman year of college. So they're 10 and 8. So they're a little bit older. But yeah, it's been fun having them back. They're so naughty. They do not walk well at all. They're definitely like dog park dogs. So I'm hoping that I can take them to Bar K. We have like this cool restaurant, bar, dog park situation in St. Louis called Bar K, and you can go and like have lunch and then the dogs just like play, or you can go and like get drinks if that's what you want to do. But yeah, it's a fun little place, so I'm hoping I can go there. And then also update, my sister's in town. My sister got 5 days off for work, and then her and her fiance were gonna do a trip, but then last minute her fiance had to go on a work trip in the Dominican Republic, Julian. And so then McKenna was like so upset. She's like, I just took off work for 5 days and I have nothing to do. I'm like, well, if you don't have anything to do, I will buy you a flight to St. Louis if you want to come hang out with me. And I think she looked at some other options first before committing to St. Louis. Cause like, who wants to go on vacation to St. Louis? Like, sorry, if you're from St. Louis and you love it, but you know, it's not like the top destination for vacation. But now she's here and we're hanging out. We're just doing sister things. I'm also kind of working this week, but in between me working and after work, we've been doing fun stuff. So yesterday we played pickleball with some of my friends, and that was a blast. And it's gonna be something I'm gonna talk about later in the episode for activities to do with friends, because I'm just now a pickleball girly and I'm loving it. But yeah, that's updates here, watching my parents' dogs and hanging out with McKenna.
Oh my god, not to like steal the mic, but while you're talking about dogs, I've had this pet thing that I've been wanting to share for like 3 months, but there like hasn't been an appropriate time. And it's how to be
now perfect.
Now perfect. Yes. So thank you for talking about dogs. It's how to be like the best pet parent ever. And okay, this sounds a little woo-woo, but imagine that your dog is you, but in dog form. And because I feel like Peaches is so well behaved, and people like, I always bring her down to the shop with me. I take her everywhere. We go for walks downtown with no leash. She was like in the car. People are like, how is your dog so well behaved? And I think it's because I imagine that she's like me and like a person. And so I'm really in tune with her needs. So every time you do something as yourself, your dog probably needs that same thing. So like if I'm working on my laptop or recording the podcast, and then I get up to go to the bathroom, I'm like, okay, Peaches probably has to go to the bathroom. I should let her out. If I've been in side all day and I start to feel like anxious and cooped up, like I need a walk, Peaches probably needs a walk. If we're sitting outside at the park and I'm like, damn, I'm so thirsty, I forgot water, Peaches with her fur coat, probably very hot. Like there's just so many needs that dogs have that we do, that we need as people too. And so if I just like meet her needs at the same time that I'm meeting my needs, or if I'm like bored of my food, I'm like, oh, I just really want like a really satisfying meal. And I like go to pick up takeout, I'll like get her wet food or something too. So she's so spoiled, and obviously she's my only dog and I don't have kids, so I'm able to do this for her. But I just feel like it helps you be a really good pet parent if you just tend to your animal's needs at the same time as you tend to them. And like when they're on a walk, not like just like yanking them on the leash. Like imagine if you were the dog and you're like just getting yanked by the neck. You're like, dude, I was literally just smelling the flowers. Like I've been in the house all day. I've been such a good dog while you've been working and you're at work, and I can't just like smell stuff for 15, 20 minutes on this walk. So sometimes when Peaches and I go on a walk, I'll like prep her and I'll be like, okay, today's walk is for exercise. We're not gonna smell a lot of stuff. We need the miles. We're just gonna like go for a 2 mile walk. Or there's times where I'm like, okay, this walk is for you right now, because you haven't been out of the house and I feel like you're kind of bored. So I'm going to let you smell every single thing, and I'm not going to get irritated, and I'm just going to like scroll on my phone while you smell a bunch of stuff. And I don't know. I feel like there's so many, I wish I had known that when I was in college, because I just couldn't figure out how to meet her needs. And so when she'd be like barking or have accents in the house, like I just like couldn't figure out why she was quote unquote being a bad dog. But I just like wasn't taking care of her good enough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so sweet. And have you seen that TikTok about dogs sniffing on walks?
No.
And why it's important? It was kind of going around, but it was just saying that you're letting your dogs sniff on walks is kind of like what you're saying is like fulfilling their needs for communicating with other dogs, because it's kind of like getting their daily news or getting the scoop, because they can smell what other dogs are there, what mood that dog was in. Like, it's kind of like the gossip of the neighborhood is like through these dogs' sniffs. And if you're like yanking on them and rushing them, it's like depriving them of using their scent abilities and being able to communicate with other dogs.
Wow. Yes. Like, because isn't scent the most important scent of the five senses, the most important one for them?
I don't know, but that sounds right.
I think so. Because I think that's also why you're not supposed to take them on the same walking loop all the time. You're supposed to switch it up a lot so that they're like, there's new smells and sounds and sights for them to, you know, be more stimulated.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I just Googled it. A dog's nose is 100,000 times more sensitive than ours.
Like, that's crazy.
And it's, yeah, so important for them to be able to communicate, explore, and evaluate their surroundings. Stimulates their mind, tires them out. It's fun. Yeah. If you guys are pulling your dogs when they're sniffing things on a walk next time, just let them do it.
Yeah. They're not trying to be a bad dog.
No.
They're just like doing what they do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I love those tips. I think those are great. And as someone who definitely personifies their dog and is convinced they're also a human, I wholeheartedly agree with all of those.
Yay. I love this.
And Peaches, I can confirm, Peaches is like the best dog ever.
Oh, thank you. She didn't used to be, because I didn't used to be the best dog parent ever. In college, I was just way too busy. She got left. I would, you know, have to go study. I'd have to go to class. I had to go to work. And now I've learned how to be a better pet parent.
She's thriving. You're thriving. Oh. Everyone's killing it.
I gave her the last thing, because this was actually part of my catch up. I gave her a long bath yesterday. And I'm not joking. I should have taken a video. She loves her bath so much. I stood in the bathroom and opened the shower curtain. I was like, Peaches, want a bath? And she ran in and jumped into the bathtub with the shower running. Like, that's how much she loves her bath. But that's also like, if you think about it, we get to shower. Think how good we as humans feel when we're like so clean, you have that good long deep shower. Dogs get baths what, like once a month at best?
Yeah,
most dogs.
Yeah, I know. So for German Shepherds, you can't wash their coat more than twice a year. It's like bad for their oils.
Wow.
I think we can rinse them off with water. Like if we feel like she's dirty, we can rinse her off with water and stuff. But yeah, no shampoo. Because
do they self-clean more like a cat?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's something with like their fur. If you shampoo too much, it can cause a lot of irritation and like rashes and stuff.
Whoa. I'm kind of jealous, because Peach's fur is so high maintenance. We got to do the whole bath, brush, trimming thing like constantly.
Yeah. But no, I think. That's so funny that she loves them, because Dudley and Daphne hate baths. So it's so fun. And they like to roll in mud. Like, that's just so golden retriever of them, honestly.
Does she love that they're there, or is she like, why are you guys at my house?
I think both. Like, sometimes she's definitely an only dog. Like, do you feel like Peaches is an only child dog?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the same as Margot. Like, total only child energy. So I think she likes having a playmate around, because Daphne will play with her. They'll kind of romp around the backyard for a little bit, but Dudley does not. He's just a big boy. He's old. He's lazy. He just likes to lay down and eat. He likes to eat and go for walks. But yeah, I think she likes playing with Daphne, but I think sometimes she's like, okay, when are you guys going home? Like, when are you leaving?
Yeah, this was a fun play date, but back to me being an only child, please.
Yeah, yeah. So,
peak of the week?
Okay, yes. I would say my peak of the week is feeling better. I had a nasty cold last week from traveling and just doing the most. So I'm finally on the up and up. And I think my other peak would be picking up pickleball more as a hobby. I've played twice now in last week, and it's so fun. And I want to just continue doing it while it's nice out.
Did you have to get special pickleball stuff?
So Connor bought a 4-person pickleball set. I think last summer we had like a house party, and he bought it just in the event that we would like set it up and play. We ended up not doing that, but so we've had it. But I think it's pretty affordable to buy some paddles, some balls. And literally everyone we played with like has their own pickleball paddles and balls. So I feel like it's just a phenomenon. I think everyone's picking it up. Everyone has a paddle and balls, it feels like, at least in my circle of friends. So yeah, if you've been thinking about it, I highly recommend. It's just like such an easy sport to play.
And then you just go on a tennis court, right?
Yeah, they I don't know. It depends where you are. Like where I live, they've converted a lot of courts into pickleball courts. I think the net is smaller. It's a little bit smaller of a court. So I think that's why it's even more accessible, because it's like less, you know, less of a court to run around. It's a little bit smaller. The ball's easier to hit over. Like it's like ping pong mixed with tennis. And that's why I think it's like such a good activity for people to play, which, yeah, again, I'll say it here in a little bit. But like, it's just so good for people because anyone can start and have never played before and like they're good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's so fun. Have you played before?
No. I loved badminton, like when we, which is not the same, but similar-ish concept.
No, similar. Yeah.
When we would have badminton day in high school, it was like my favorite gym sport.
Yeah. Oh my God. I feel like so you would fun. Love pickleball. I think we both need to be in our pickleball era.
There's this new place in Omaha. It's like a really trendy pickleball bar. They like have pickleball courts and like a taco place in there. Blue Sky. I think that's what it's called. Let me look it up.
Okay.
So if anyone, yeah, Blue Sky Patio and Pickleball. And it's like,
okay, that's so sushi, fun.
Right?
Yeah. I've learned that the move is to, I guess, yeah, go somewhere like that or like reserve a court, because we tried to play. We went to two different parks just to like go to the free courts and they were all taken.
Wow. So
yeah, this was last night. We drove to one park, totally full. Second park, totally full. And so at Forest Park, which is like the big park here in St. Louis, like Central Park, you know, same vibe, you can rent a court for $10 an hour. And honestly, that was so worth it just to like show up and know that we had a court, because it is so popular right now to play pickleball.
I definitely feel like it is really, really popular like on the West Coast, and like I hear it on other podcasts, but Omaha being a bit behind, I feel like it hasn't really made its way here yet. Like no one in my social circles has been playing pickleball that I know of. So, but I do hear about it on other podcasts all the time. I just haven't made the jump.
I think I'm going to challenge you before the summer's over or before fall's over to play. Because you can even play like you and one other person. Because we had six people yesterday. So we had two courts. And like me and McKenna were playing 1v1 for a little bit. And it was still so fun.
I love that. So,
yay. Okay, what's your vegan of the week?
Okay, I also have two. One, I got a massage. That was really, really nice and really needed. And I'm proud of myself for booking it in advance. Part of this, like, I let my passport expire era has allowed me to book things in advance, because when I had my passport, I'd always be like, well, I don't want to plan something like a month out, because like, what if I'm taking a spontaneous trip? Like, I don't know why that I would like let that rule my life, but I've just started to be like, it's okay. You can just plan things on the calendar. It's very new for me. I'm learning and I'm trying. So I put this massage on a Friday and we had a big event at 1404 on Saturday, and I also knew I had to work all day Sunday, so I deliberately scheduled the massage before going into a busy weekend. I was very proud of myself because it felt great, and I woke up Saturday morning feeling like my cup was full and that I could do the whole thing. So I might have to try that more often. And then my other one, I'm not even just saying this because of the podcast, but I have just been getting the nicest DMs lately. I mean, you guys are always so sweet and send nice messages, but I've just had a few listeners send like really, really heartwarming, long personal messages lately that were so rewarding and so validating to hear. And I haven't replied to all of them because I'm the worst, but just know that I appreciate them so much. And thank you guys for sending, because it like truly makes my day. I like send them to my mom and Clay and like reflect on it in my journal. So thank you guys for showing gratitude for the podcast, because we love doing it, but it's great for us to hear feedback, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's so sweet. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes, that hours and hours of work. So it's nice to get some nice messages that the hard work is paying off.
Yeah. And okay, with that, we have our little jingle at the very end, but we are doing a giveaway if you guys leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So if you never make it to the very end of the episode, we are doing that. You can listen yeah. at the very end for details on the giveaway, but we appreciate ratings and reviews. It helps the show grow, helps us get more sponsors, allows us to put more time and effort in.
Yes. And the faster we hit, I think it's 500 reviews for each platform, the faster the giveaway is over. So if you're listening to this, just go to Apple, write one sentence of what you're liking about the podcast, give us a nice rating, and then send us a screenshot and you're entered.
Woohoo. We're going to take a quick break to talk about today's sponsor of our show, Byberg Small Business Insurance. As a new business owner, you might feel lost and overwhelmed, so talking to an insurance expert can be really reassuring and provide peace of mind so you can spend more time running your business and doing what you love. Whether you're a contractor, landscaper, photographer, podcaster, life coach, consultant, notary, or maybe you own a business like a travel agency, a boutique, or healthcare and social assistance industries, whatever you do with your small business, there's a good chance insurance can protect you and your company from the potential risks of owning and operating a business.
We actually had on insurance advisor Ben Topping from Byberg on episode 131, and he actually talked us through real life small business scenarios where insurance was crucial. We both learned so much in the episode, and I definitely feel more empowered as an entrepreneur now, knowing what I know about insurance and how it's so important for businesses, not only for myself, but for our listeners too. In this episode, you'll hear about the different types of small business insurance policies, why you need it, and what it covers. If you call 1-866-757-4487, you can speak with one of Byberg's licensed agents and they'll walk you through each of their policy types and how to get a specific policy for your business needs. Or you can call that number to purchase a policy within minutes. You can also go to Byberg.com and be covered the next day.
Byberg is part of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway company, so you can trust they will be there financially. They have a 4.9-star average customer review rating, and it is truly a one-stop shop for your business insurance needs, which is amazing, and policies start as low as $35 a month. Thank you to Byberg for sponsoring our show and having been on in episode 131. As a retail shop owner, I know how important it is to have a good, reliable POS system. That's why I'm so excited about our sponsor today, Shopify. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Track everything across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers both in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. That is all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/alreadyfriends to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring the Already Friends podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, let's read your guys' peaks. Oh, okay, this is so appropriate. Hannah said, going on reading dates at the library with my boyfriend. We love that you're doing a fun and creative type of date.
I literally wrote that on the outline of an activity.
Really?
With friends. Yeah, because you wrote your notes this morning and then I went in and added them after. And that was one of them. So
cute.
I love that. Okay, this is also very on brand. Max said, making friendship bracelets with my childhood bestie.
Aw, that's so cute. And we did some friendship bracelets, what, two summers ago? Was that two summers ago? That's crazy.
Yeah, 2021. I will say we were so early to the friendship bracelet making game. Like I see so many reels and TikToks of people making friendship bracelets. And I feel like we were like too early that it wasn't appreciated yet.
And now we need to do it again because it's like getting popularity. I love it. Okay, next one. Bridge said, my garden is thriving, therefore so am I. I love that. I aspire to be a garden girly, so I'm living vicariously through you.
And Amy said, raising a record-breaking amount of money at my work gala to support the arts. And then I also want to read this one from Grace because it's just so sweet and will be a great segue into this episode. She said, into this episode topic, she said, today marks 4 months of solo van life full time. I feel so free, inspired, and in tune with nature. I love that for you. I'm glad that you made the big life choice to do van life and you're enjoying it.
Yay. And as always, send in your peaks of the week to our Instagram story. We post it every Monday so you can write in what has been your highlight of the week.
Amazing. Okay. Today's episode, activities to do with your friends. So I had this, I don't know if you want to call it like a breakthrough or a download from the universe or something, but it's just been really on my heart. And it's, I feel like very tied into how to make and maintain friends and activities to do with friends. So conceptually, you guys have maybe heard these terms, code switching, masking, self-censorship, but they're all ways where we kind of like choose to show versions of ourselves to certain people and therefore hide other parts of ourselves to try to belong and fit in with the group. Code switching is mostly for like cultural or maybe like religious views or your gender. Then masking is usually more in a little bit of like a disabled way, where if you have some sort of physical or mental disability, you kind of try to not show it so that you don't feel judged maybe by someone doing it. And then self-censorship is where maybe you're with friends or family and then you stop yourself from saying something or expressing an authentic viewpoint or personality trait because you don't know how they'll accept it. And I just kind of wanted to start with that because we're going to share a lot of activities and some of them may resonate with you guys and some may not, and that's okay. Take what resonates, leave the rest. But I've just like been reflecting on my friendships after last week's episode. And when I think about my deepest, most authentic, most nourishing friendships, they're the relationships where I feel like I have to self-censor, not mask, not code switch in front of, because you can just be your true self. And I was reading some articles and that masking of your true self does take like a really deep mental, social, emotional toll, spiritual toll on yourself, because you're like working in overtime to try to show a side of you that you think will be perceived in the best way and hide other parts of yourself. And obviously we want our friendships to be nourishing and relaxing and enjoyable. So I think reflect on the relationships that you do have and see if maybe that's an element of it, of that you feel that you can just be your true self around those people. And then the ones that you maybe have some resistance about, maybe it's because you feel like you have to hide parts of yourself. And I do think we need a variety of friendships, but maybe this is like a time where like the 80-20 rule could apply. Like maybe 80% of your friendships or your time with friends are those really good, nourishing, safe, great friendships. And then the 20% are maybe just the people that you meet up with every couple of months and they're like elevated acquaintances. And we do this in other areas of our life and it isn't seen as weird, I guess, but like take eating. 80% of the time you kind of want to eat healthy and then 20% of the time maybe you'd eat whatever you want. When you're working out, probably 80% of the time you're going to want to do a workout that you really enjoy. And then maybe 20% of the time you do like a really, really hard workout that you're just like, oh my God, I got my heart rate up. Like that was so intense. But if you do that every time, you're going to get burned out. Likewise with food, if you eat whatever you want all the time, like that's probably not great for your health. With your money, if you keep 80% of it for your regular spendings, then you do the hard thing and you put 20% away. So I really do like that 80-20 rule and kind of tying into the 8 dimensions of wellness. I felt like it was relevant here. And yeah, I just wanted to kind of plant that angle while we talk about these activities, because there are going to be maybe some values that you have or some relationships that you have that these activities could be really, really fun with, or others that maybe that feels like too triggering or just like not aligned. And like, that's so okay.
Yeah, I really like that you said all that because it is so true. And I feel like no one ever talks about any of that. So I love that you brought all that up because I, as a Gemini rising, is one of my astrology signs. I can totally feel playing the chameleon in relationships or friendships. Like, I know that I've done that for forever of, you know, if someone's very high energy, just like being high energy and matching that. Or if someone's more calm and chill and like has certain opinions on things, like I'll totally match that. And like, I feel like, you know, like you said, it has pros and cons and there's a time and place for code switching, masking, all that stuff. But it is the most rewarding and feels the best when you're just with people who you can let your guard down. You can be your true version of yourself. And I want to say that for me personally, being in St. Louis, a city that I'm not from, and I've had to really put myself out there, meet those people that I can let my guard down and take my quote unquote mask off. I had to do activities like the ones that we're going to talk about here to get closer to my like acquaintances, to those people, so that I could be the unfiltered version of myself and to weed out people that I feel like I could and couldn't be the unfiltered version of myself with.
Yeah, 100%. And it is tiring. Like, the mental toll of putting a filter on yourself when you're hanging out with people, like, it really does wear on you.
Yeah. And I feel like you can't always show up as your unfiltered self. And maybe, you know, if you are struggling with making friends and getting those deeper connections, maybe you are being too, I don't know, blunt or too much yourself at first. And maybe you could do a little bit of masking. I don't know. Maybe it's the other case as well. Maybe you could be playing it a little more safe, matching that person a little bit until you do more activities, get to know each other better. Yeah. It's kind of like a dance, you know, it's kind of figuring it out. But I will say that through me doing more consistent activities with people, I've been able to get closer to certain people that I feel
for. And in relationships, you know, like, it's normal to fight and argue, and then you get through on the other side, and like, that does make it stronger. So I also just kind of want to shout and normalize, like, it's okay to have growing pains in your friendships. Like, if anything, I feel like that is a good sign that you're both being your true self and you're expressing what's on your heart and you're getting closer and not just, you know, gaslighting yourself into not saying something that you want to say or pretending there's not an elephant in the room when maybe there is something that needs to be acknowledged. So yeah, just being self-aware of your place in the friendship and the point at where you guys are at.
Okay, well, with all that to say, I feel like we can get into some activity ideas. I think the only thing I was going to say as well with why I think activities are important, we all know it improves our overall health and wellness. It just feels good. I think that the biggest physical health, quote unquote, problem that our generation, our society deals with is loneliness. So I don't think there could be a more pressing and appropriate thing to prioritize in all of our lives than getting together with friends, making friends, getting things on the schedule to do together. If you're not prioritizing this, I think you should, because I know we have a podcast all about friendship and friends, but I know for me, I wasn't prioritizing getting people together in St. Louis, like, because I was just always traveling and always going out and about for work. But in the last 6 months, prioritizing friendships here has made me so much happier, so much more fulfilled living here. So if you needed a little push to coordinate your own thing, and that's what I had to do. Like, I did not have a friend here that was coordinating girls' nights, coordinating dinners out with people. So I just did it myself and just got a hodgepodge group of people from all my different types of my life together. And now we're all friends and now we all have a great time. So I'm so glad that I did that. And I don't know why, but sometimes I feel like we have resistance to do things. Like, if we are scared, people are going to say no, or sometimes it just feels like a lot of work to get things together. But if you needed a push, like, it has been the most rewarding thing that I've done, inviting people to things and getting people together at my house. So highly, highly recommend putting it on the forefront of your life.
Yeah. And how you just said you recognize that work and travel were kind of getting more attention for you and the social wellness category wasn't maybe getting as much. For me, work and my relationship with Clay was what was in the way for me, because Clay, I hands down is the person in the world who I feel the closest to, who I can be my truest self around. We just get each other. Like, I love being with him and around him. So after a long work day, Clay Clay's at home, I'm at home. Like, I'm just going to, by default, hang out with him. We're going to go get dinner. Oh, it's Sunday afternoon. Let's go to the farmer's market. And this period without living with him has been very illuminating on how much him and I just relied on hanging out with each other because we lived together and didn't go out of our way to prioritize the friendships in our life. And so him and I, we've kind of just like been going back and forth of sharing like, okay, I hung out with this person. I did this. And like, he's getting lunch with his guy friends and they're like going for bike rides together. And I've been having girls over and doing dinners and other things that I wasn't doing as much of when him and I lived together. So no matter what it is for you in your life, whether it's work, a relationship, a travel schedule, anxiety, depression, whatever it is, like maybe you have some type of block up that's preventing you from adding more friendship activities in your life. So you could just maybe reflect on that. You don't have to go full send. You can ease into this journey. You have your whole life to get more friendships. You don't have to change everything overnight. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. This is your reminder to nurture that side and get out of your comfort zone and do it, because I'm so glad that I did, even if I was nervous that no one was going to show up. It was so worth it. Cool.
Is that a kickoff?
Yeah, I think activities do with friends. All right, here we go. 45 minutes into the episode. It's fine.
If they kick off, like we're like 5 minutes in. Yeah. So to actually tell you guys what we wrote down.
First thing I thought was just like, summer is the perfect energy and environment for doing activities with friends. And for me right now, I've said it 3 times this episode, so here's the fourth. Pickleball, like that is my activity with friends, because I feel like for me, I can reserve a court. So this is how I've been doing it. I'm reserving a court and I text people. Actually, we reserved 2 courts yesterday. So you can reserve 1 or 2 courts, text your friends. Hey, I have a court from 7 to 8. At Forest Park. If you want to come, come. Like, we're all just going to play and have a good time. It's low stress because as long as you have yourself and one other person, like, you're good to go. You can still play. But then more people can join. It's like my friend Taylor and her boyfriend came. Connor's friend and his girlfriend came, or fiance. So like, you can just easily get more and more people to come. And it's just like a low stress way to get people together. It's a short time commit. You can do 1 hour. You can do 2 hours. It's nice to be in the park. It's nice to be outside. Like McKenna was saying yesterday that it felt like when you were a kid and you would eat dinner and then you would go outside in your neighborhood and play with other kids. Like, that's how the pickleball nights have been feeling. Like, you go eat dinner and then you go out and play with your friends. Like, it's just so easy and so fun.
I love that.
So highly recommend. And if you're, I don't know how much they are. I can link some pickleball paddles and stuff, but I feel like it's a very affordable hobby to get into. And like I said, you can even rent gear if you go to like your local parks and stuff.
I love that. Okay. I wanted to talk about holiday related activities because for me, holidays have always made me feel extra anxious and overwhelmed because I'm like, okay, I have to do everything in my regular life. And now everything around this holiday, instead of maybe switching the script to be like, how can I make this an opportunity to romanticize my life or do fun things with people that I care about. So even just the 4th of July, like Clay and I, we did a little yoga in the backyard. We hung out, we made dinner. It wasn't necessarily like a 4th of July celebration, but how it fell on a Tuesday, I forced myself to shut my laptop, how I said at like 1 or 2 p.m., which I wouldn't have done on a normal day. And then it was so rewarding to get to, you know, mentally clock out from work and spend time with someone I cared about. And with all of the holidays that we have, there are so many awesome opportunities that you can build activities around. For May Day, like Kara wrote down making flower bouquets. We have Thanksgiving that you can do Friendsgiving dinners. For Christmas, you can go shopping with your friends. You can do secondhand gifts. You can do DIY gifts together. Over the new year, you can make resolution PowerPoints. You can do Galentine's Day parties. You could do like Easter brunch with friends. Like, rather than feeling it like it's this added extra thing to do in your life, maybe make it as a way that's a time to do something fun. I know some people absolutely love holidays, so I'm kind of speaking more to the people that feel overwhelmed by holidays, like myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the girls' night or having people over for a night is a great way to tie in these holidays too. It's just, what month is it that month? Can you even find, there's like these wacky niche holidays. Like, I know last Friday, I think, was donut day. Like, maybe you could have friends over and decorate donuts, or just everyone bring 2 donuts and have like a big donut feast. I don't know. There's just like so many different things you could do with this. And yeah, like you said, it's just about romanticizing your life, finding a cute, fun way to put a spin on I don't know, our day-to-day lives.
Exactly. Because holidays should be something to celebrate. Like, it's supposed to be an added fun thing to our lives. Like, holidays weren't made to be super stress-inducing. But I feel like as societies move along, we've added a lot of attachments and expectations to holidays for them to be a certain way. So letting go of some of those expectations and just being like, let's remember that it's supposed to be fun, supposed to be celebrating, supposed to be a good time with people I care about. And maybe that will change your perspective.
I love that. Okay, well, next thing I was going to say, which kind of, like I just said, relates to holiday activities, having a girls' night. Can you coordinate a girls' night maybe once a month and maybe get a group of gals and you guys can agree that someone will host this month, someone else will host the next month, etc. Some really fun activities. You could do a pizza making night. Now that I have a pizza oven, I feel like that's the next thing I want to do is have people over. Maybe I provide the toppings and you can just bring your own dough, BYOD, and, you know, force Connor to make them all in our pizza oven while we get to decorate them and like do fun stuff like that. Yeah, anything like cake decorating, cookie decorating, I feel like that's fun. Can you make vision boards together? Is there a big show or, I don't know, Kardashians, Dancing with the Stars? Like, is there something that you guys can watch together? And again, like, you don't actually have to watch the show. I feel like it is just an excuse to get together. Stuff like that. So I feel like right now I'm going to use pickleball as my replacement for bachelor nights. Like, I think I did every Monday for, what, like 8 weeks. I had people over for the bachelor. Now I'm just going to do like Monday nights or pickleball nights. When that is kind of over, maybe I'll transition into like the fall, winter, doing like every Tuesday night, we're doing girls night. Doesn't matter what it is, in what form, but I feel like getting something on the schedule and just having something consistent will make getting together with friends a lot easier. And the lower the expectations, the better.
Tying in with that, for someone who, like I said, who feels anxious and overwhelmed by all the things, doing home projects and regular tasks together has been like my starting point for incorporating more hangouts in my life, because that to me doesn't feel like, okay, well, now all of these other things aren't getting done. And I think that this was stemmed from Jesse and I both opening our Airbnbs at the same time, because her and I both wanted to get them open. And there is a lot of to-dos to get an Airbnb started. We were like, we have to furnish it. We've got to get the photos. We need to like figure out all the legal things. And so we would be at each other's houses. And like, I'm like helping her water her plants. She's like helping me bring the bed frames like up the stairs, like things that we already needed to do that were so much more helpful and fun with a friend. And if you have someone that's like in a similar, like either life stage to you, that could be like, if you're both having babies, you could, you know, go baby shopping and decorate your nurseries together. If you're both in need of a closet clean out, you guys could go to each other's houses, take some things out of each other's closet, whether they end up getting donated. You could swap some items. You could organize pantries or closets. And like, you're able to talk while you're doing this, but you're also kind of getting something done. You could do yard projects like gardening, pulling weeds. You could do indoor projects like maybe painting a room. You could go thrifting together to get home decor stuff for your house if you're like moving or you want to redecorate. I just feel like sometimes we think it has to be an extra activity that isn't just something in our day-to-day lives. And obviously those are more like a girls' night where you're making pizza. Of course, I love that. That is way more fun than having to clean out a pantry, but we need to get all the stuff done in life. So it's nice to have some friends, like you said, where the expectations are really low and you can just invite them over to your house and kind of still keep doing whatever you do.
Yes, 100%. I love that. And yeah, it definitely opens up still having friends over and getting that social need met without having to, yeah, go out and buy a bunch of toppings. Like, that definitely takes some hosting talents. That takes a lot of time, energy, money. So I think you're so right. Just integrating your friends into what you're already doing. Top notch. Top, like, that's the best.
Which with that, we could probably shout some fitness things since that's also probably a big part of you and your friends' lives.
No, I seriously love getting friends together to go work out. I wish more people would come to plank classes with me because it's just like such a good way for me to hang out with people and bond, like go to a morning plank class, which is Pilates here in St. Louis, but go to a plank class, go get a coffee afterwards. Then it's like you worked out, you can do like a 45 minute hour coffee date or breakfast. Like, that's just such a perfect morning. thing, I feel like, for me. I'm literally going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to work out class with a friend and then we're going to get coffee afterwards. I feel like then you can start off your day on a high. I feel like some of your friendships really rejuvenate you. And they all, I mean, honestly, all of your friendships should rejuvenate you and fill up your cup. And I feel like what a better way to start a day than with a good little friendship hang where you're also getting physical, improving your mental health, physical health, all that.
Yeah, and some other fitness related shouts besides just like a workout class. You guys could go for a walk or a run together. You could go for a bike ride together. You could do a workout at each other's houses. There's so many apps and workouts on YouTube that you could literally just like put a mat on the ground and do something together. You guys could get class pass and try out a new place. You could go to a regular gym and hit a workout together. Like one of you might have a membership. You can use a buddy pass. You could do, if you have like a friend that you don't live in the same place, maybe you guys like do a FaceTime and you could do a workout or a walk together. There's really a lot of fitness things that you can do with someone else that, like you said, you're getting a workout in and your social cup filled. Two birds with one stone.
I know. Yeah, I know with Peloton, you can schedule workouts with your friends and then you can kind of compete on your Peloton, or if you're just using the app, you can kind of both be on it together at the same time, which is really fun. Another kind of fitness health related, if your city has a cool sauna place, cold plunging place, that could be a fun little day activity. Go hit the saunas, the cold plunge together. I feel like that would be really fun. Maybe that's not something you do on your own, but could do that with a friend. I feel like I've been seeing more of those places on social media, and that'd be a fun thing to tackle with a friend.
Yeah, definitely. Like, is cryotherapy the one where it's like dry ice?
Yeah, I think so. I've never done that. I don't know what that looks like, but I have seen that. Yeah, they like freeze you or something in like a booth.
Yeah, like obviously I don't think it's dry ice, but it like looks like dry ice.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that could be a fun one too. So any of those health and wellness things.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Some other things in the community. Kara said this before, that she had her local pool pass last summer, but you can just get day passes. Maybe there's a nearby lake that you can lay out, read, catch some sun. I'm sure your city or town has a farmer's market. Like we said earlier, you can get library cards together. At my library, you're allowed to like take in a coffee. So you guys could like go grab a coffee to go into the library. And then obviously you don't want to try to kind of be quiet at the library. So maybe get out your talking before, but then you could go and read together. You could go to a park with your books if you wanted to spend some time outside. You can go to a movie. Kara wrote down, go to a museums.
Yeah, I have some friends that we have like a thing. For one friend, me and her go to the pool together and we've kind of been going to different pools. Like I went to her community pool and now next she'll go to my pool. I have some friends that we want to try different restaurants. So maybe you can have like a thing with someone where you try out different museums or you try out different restaurants together. And then you don't have to even think about what you're going to do next time you hang out. You just know that you're going to try out different coffee shops together. And you can kind of make it like a little rating review system with each other of like, okay, we really liked this coffee shop, didn't like this one as much, but have a thing with someone and then you can bounce around different places knowing that next time you hang out, it's just going to be a different whatever it is.
Oh my God, I love that. And those were way better activity shouts. Unintentionally, my ex-boyfriend and I in college, when we would have a night off, we would go look for the best Long Island in our city. So Every time we would go to a different place and like you said, yeah, we kind of had a ranking or be like, okay, that one didn't compare to this one. And it was kind of fun. Obviously a Long Island is like a really aggressive drink, but I did see one of the girls going on our Costa Rica trip saying that her thing and her friends was to try the best margaritas in their town. Obviously you guys know I don't drink alcohol anymore, but I love this idea of maybe you go find the best matcha. Maybe you're trying to find the best park. You're running trail, whatever. I love this. I feel like that would help give some structure to some of my friendships because I feel like so many times it's like, okay, well, what should we do today? Like, what are you feeling? And then there's like so much planning when it should be more about the time together and you shouldn't have to figure out, spend so much time figuring out just like, what are you going to do for like an hour?
No, yeah. Me and my friend Aaron, we're literally pool friends. And that's what we just decided that we hang out and go to the pool together. So yeah, maybe we can make it more of a thing where we try out more pools and do a little ranking. Cause yeah, I think that is such a good tip. Finding the best Caesar salad in your city, finding the best app, the best calamari, like whatever it is, get a thing with a friend and like make it a goal.
I love this. I'm like writing this down. Now I'm like going to go through my friends and be like, okay, what can our thing be?
Yeah. Okay. Some last shout, bigger outings that we wanted to shout out that can be really fun, but definitely take more coordination. Make a reservation for 6 people at a restaurant and then just invite a bunch of people. Say, hey, I have a reservation for 6 people on Saturday, 6 p.m. If you want to come, let me know. It's just first come, first serve. Then you can get like a really fun group of people together. Maybe if you have a bunch of different friends that you want to get together with and maybe you don't have time for 6 individual hangs, you could just do one big dinner with them and they can all meet each other. You can all meet each other. It'll be a grand old time. A float trip, very appropriate for summer. You float down a river, you take like a bus and it takes you to one side of a river and then you float down. That's so fun. I did one 3 summers ago with a group of friends and we had a blast camping. You can rent some glamping tents if you're not the rugged type, or you could go to a national park, bring your tent and do all that kind of stuff. Renting a boat for the day. You don't need a birthday or a holiday or any excuse to rent a boat. It's so fun and it can be really affordable if you get a group of people. Yeah, I think those are some bigger activities that take more planning that I want to shout. Anything that comes to mind with you?
Still group outings, but maybe if you were overwhelmed by the planning, you could even just say like, well, me at a park or like you said, like if there's like a national park or like in Omaha, we have Fontenelle Forest, which you can just like go and do hikes and it's like a $6 day pass. You could just say like, hey, I'm going to be at this park kind of like picnicking, like what you said. I don't know what episode we were talking about that, but being like, hey, I'm going to be at the park at this time. You can come, bring music, bring other friends, bring snacks. I don't care. I'll be here from Saturday, say like noon to 3 p.m. if you want to stop by. And then it's kind of nice because people don't feel like they have to either be there the whole time. They can come and go when they want. They can make that experience work for them and their schedule. And then wrapping up kind of with all of these, I was thinking about how it's really nice if you can add people to your things that you're already doing, how you're like, okay, my pool friend, my workout class friend, because then if someone cancels on you, you're still going to be doing the thing already. So it's not like, wow, I'm left hanging. I had planned for this on Saturday night and now I'm not doing it anymore. And I got ready or I scheduled out time for this. It can be nice if you were just already planning on doing something and then it's a bonus if a friend can join you.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like you said, it's low pressure. It doesn't require anyone to commit, but yeah, it can cause really fun events and memories and stuff. Some people have really hard time committing to things. And if you're just going to be somewhere already, they can just show up and it works out really great.
Do you have any pro tips for the group hostings? I feel like you're a good host.
Oh my gosh. I'm like an amateur host. I'm trying to sharpen my skills. I think just have a clean house and have a clean bathroom is a really good tip if you're having people over. No one wants to go in someone's bathroom and it'd be like gross and nasty. Just like clean up your house and have an activity, whether it's just watching The Bachelor, and have a couple snacks. I feel like if you're going to host, I know it sucks that you have to like go out and buy things, but I feel like have like one or two snacks is definitely a pro tip for having people over, because people are going to come hungry, or if they're not hungry, they'll definitely want to nibble on things. So I try to have like chips and salsa, or celery, carrots, and hummus, pita chips. And that's why it's good to like rotate who's hosting too, because then you can like take turns with who buys some snacks. But also, whenever I've had people over, they always bring snacks too. People are just really kind. I think one of my tips was just making reservations for if you're going to play pickleball with a bigger group, or if you're going to go to like a dinner, because sometimes with summer and how busy some destinations are, things are just super booked and busy. And you don't want to spend your whole time hanging out being stressed about where you're going to eat, or like trying to find a different restaurant to go to and stuff. So make reservations where appropriate.
I could not agree more. Nothing kills the vibe more than like meeting up with a friend. You get to the place you want to eat and they're like, okay, it's going to be 45 minutes to an hour. And you're like, okay, like, should we scramble and find somewhere else? Do we walk around? And then, yeah, you're just like spending too much brain space thinking about that instead of just getting to spend time together. Mm-hmm. So I think making reservations is a really great follow-up. And I like that you kind of said the thing about cleaning. I will say sometimes I like will invite someone over as a way to force myself to do a deep clean.
Yeah.
But it's not that I'm like necessarily only cleaning for them. Like, of course I want my space to be presentable to have a guest over, but like it does force me to be like, okay, let's tidy up. Let's do a vacuum. Let's Windex some stuff. Like, it's not like my house is ever really like, or my apartment is not super messy, but you know, scrub the toilet, those type of things that maybe you've been putting off because you don't really want to, that if you knew you were hosting, you might be like, okay, this is a good excuse to clean.
No, my house actually is disgusting and it does make me clean. Like when I was doing bachelor nights, my house had never been cleaner because it was like once a week, everyone was coming over and I was going all out. And it definitely even encourages you to think about doing the house projects that you've been putting off. Like, I hate our bathroom. It's so outdated and it's fine. It's just like really small and we only have one bathroom. And having people over, I'm like, okay, like, let's get these house projects going and like, let's paint the tile. Like, let's fix her up. Let's make her cute.
Okay, wait. I low-key love your bathroom though. And it's so funny that both of our bathrooms are like ancient. Like, we both have very dated
bathrooms.
That's
nice. Thanks for the compliment on my literal ancient bathroom. But yeah, I think she needs an upgrade. But we both have, what era is that? Like the 70s tiling? What is that?
Yeah, like literal, if you guys have not, like, I mean, it's not like we like share photos of our bathrooms online, but like floor to ceiling colored tile.
Mm-hmm. Mine's like tan too.
I like your tan. Mine's blue.
I know. And like, why do I feel like that could be cute? Like, blue tile sounds like it'd be so cute and fun, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, like the intention was there. I have one bathroom on my side and one on the Airbnb side, and they were like really into the blue, but like split it up. So one bathroom, the blue is in the tile, both on the floor and the walls, floor to ceiling, but then white sink and bathtub. And then for some reason, on the other bathroom, they were like, okay, we'll go with white walls, but then my shower, my literal bathtub, and my sink are robin's egg blue. So blue.
That's so funny.
But it's fine. It's great.
Yeah. I think those are some good tips. Make sure you have a clean house because, you know, we love our friends and they don't judge us, but they do judge us. And definitely have some like bathroom spray. You know, if someone has to poop, like they don't want to make it stinky. Like, be nice to them. Put out some poopery. Put out some spray. Those are my tips. Light a candle. That's a good tip too. Light a candle in the bathroom before people come over. Because then if someone does like poop in your bathroom, no one will know because the candle's already lit, you know?
Oh, that is nice. See, you are entering your host era. You're learning tips a little bit more every time. I need to get so much better at hosting.
It takes a lot of energy. And this is why we're putting this episode out. This is the push. If you are thinking about doing a hosting event, just do one, try it out. We're encouraging you because it does take pre-planning and it does take putting yourself out there, but it's so worth it.
I guess maybe how you were talking about the group dinners, or if we did like the park thing, you could start your hosting not in your home. Like, let the restaurant cook, let the park be the vibe and nurture your hosting skills. And then when you're like, okay, I feel ready to like host at my house, then you could do that. So I do feel like that is a bigger thing to try to coordinate everyone coming over. Obviously, I feel like hosting, we're not talking about like hosting one or two friends. I'm like talking about like hosting like a gathering is effort.
Yeah, it's all baby steps. We're all figuring it out, figuring how to have fun with people.
I really wanted, last thing, I want to talk about the camping one for a second because I feel like this is so fun. I grew up camping so much. My dad was like really into it. My sister's into it. Clay is very much into it. I think Clay and I and some friends are going to do a camping trip in August. But you don't even have to stay overnight. Like if you're not the type of person that wants to sleep in a tent, if there's a campground like within an hour of you, you could still go all day. Like bring your dogs, bring some outdoor activities, like some yard games, pack a cooler, have a bonfire. And then you could still go home at like 10 p.m. and have like had a big part of like the camp experience and just split the cost. I feel like to rent a spot camping is like $30. Like it's very affordable.
Yeah, no, this is one of the activities I saw in here. I'm like, oh, that sounds so fun. If I can coordinate overnight or not, like you said, it just is so summer. And yeah, music, bonfire, like all that just sounds so fun.
Doesn't that? Okay, I'm like, I'm writing this down on my, adding it to my summer bucket list because I need to follow through with that. Oh, and Karen and I were talking about this right before we hopped on. Sorry, my pen is like clicking as I'm writing. But my stepbrothers took the Amtrak from Omaha out to Colorado. And I just wanted to kind of share that that is a thing for anyone who happens to live in the United States, that we do have a train that goes across the country and it has a few different routes. So it's like, if I wanted to go to Chicago, I could hop on the Amtrak and go Omaha to Chicago, and then you could take it Chicago to somewhere else. Like very much on my bucket list to take the Amtrak at some point because it's cheap. You can do other stuff while you're on the train. You don't have to like put miles on your car, pay for gas money. You just like get on the train.
Yeah. I mean, I think that can be our final thought. It's like the best activity of all is always a trip. So if you want to do a trip with friends and go on an Amtrak train ride together, I don't think there's a better way to bond with people or to find out that you're not compatible. Oh yeah, so fun.
It makes me just like think of Europe. I'm so jealous of people who live in Europe that can just like live in Amsterdam and like take the train over to Paris with their friends. Like that is my dream life.
No, like we were joking before we hopped on. Elon, where is the Hyperloop? Like, stop with Twitter. We get it. You're trying to make an app. But like, we need the Hyperloop now. Let's go.
Yeah.
I need to get on a train that takes me 35 minutes to Kansas City or an hour to Las Vegas. Like, we got to get this moving.
I know. We like how far we've advanced in technology. It's wild that it still would take me and you 7 hours to drive to see each other. Like, is that really the best way?
No, it's magnet trains that levitate that Daddy Elon sponsors. Like, let's go.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, this was fun. I feel inspired and excited and like I want to coordinate something for this weekend.
I think we should definitely put out a challenge that if you're listening to this, we challenge you to do one activity with friends this summer. That's it. That's all we're asking. Coordinate something. It doesn't have to be that big, but get some people together and fill your social needs cup.
Be the initiator.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yay.
Well, this was awesome. Great ideas. Love them.
Yay. Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for being here, guys. That was another episode of Already Friends. We'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Already Friends. We want to tell you guys, what is our favorite thing in this world? Getting Apple and Spotify reviews. So to thank you guys, when we hit 500 reviews on Apple and Spotify, we're going to give you one of your favorite things.
And we're going to tell you what it is. It's a $50 gift card to wherever you want. Please, come on. We're desperate. We're literally dreaming up these reviews in our sleep. Got to help us get there. If we want to keep creating great Already Friends podcast shows for you guys, we need those reviews. So don't make us beg, all right?
So leave a rating, leave a review, screenshot it, send it to us. And yeah, when we hit 500, we'll pick two of you guys to get a $50 gift card to wherever you choose.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And we will catch you in the review section of our show. Love y'all.
Love ya. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.